人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事，欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到一位非常有名的嘉宾，他的英文名字叫 James Donaldson、中文名字应该是詹姆斯·唐纳德森啊。非常欢迎 James。
Good evening. Today we are very honored to have our very special guest James Donaldson. His Chinese name is 詹姆斯·唐纳森。 Welcome Donaldson, Mr. Donaldson.
Thank you. It's very good to be here with you.
谢谢，很高兴能够来到这里和大家一起。
好，那我简单介绍一下 James。 那么 James 呢，他是 NBA 的全明星的队员啊，曾经。那么他是在1979年到1999年20年里面都在 NBA 的五个球队效力过。那么曾经获得过全明星啊，就是当选过全明星。那么他还是一些 NBA 的一些记录的保持者。
We have a brief introduction about Mr. John Donaldson. In his 20 years.Basketball career, he played for 5 different NBA teams, and he's also record keeper.
And he's also All-Star.
Oh, yes. He's one of the NBA All-Star members.
Thank you, yeah.
我们呢非常高兴有一位那个NBA 的全明星啊来参加我们的节目。其实有一些简单的一些事实啊，就是 James 呢人非常的高，他有2米18，所以呢我们大多数朋友都没有他那么高啊。而且呢 James 呢他是在华盛顿州立大学读的大学，就是后来呢被 NBA 选秀选中了。他退役之后呢就在西雅图地区工作，也开自己的做自己的 business 啊，他曾经竞选过西雅图的市长。
Firstly, would like to introduce some simple facts about him. He's really tall. He's 2 meters, 16 centimeters tall, which is 7'2", 7 feet and 2 inches. So he's taller than most of us.And he graduated from Washington State University. And he was chosen as an NBA show in 1979. And after he retired from NBA, he worked and lived in Seattle.
And he ran for Seattle once.
He also ran for Seattle mayor.
Mayor, yes, mayor. Mayor. Mm-hmm.
Oh.那我们首先还是我们很感兴趣，就是 James 担任那个 NBA 球员的时候，就是说有没有特别难忘的时刻跟我们分享一下。
We're very interested in your basketball career. In your all the career time, is there a moment that's a very unforgettable?In your life, in your memory?
Probably during my professional basketball career, the most unforgettable moment was during the All-Star weekend in Chicago, 1988. I made the NBA All-Star team. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan was the MVP of the All-Star game. It was played right in Chicago with all the Chicago Bulls fans. And this is when the Bulls were winning championships every year.So this was probably my most memorable experience of being a professional basketball player, because for one day and one game, you are the very best of the very best. There's only 24 all-star players on both teams, 12 on each team. Mm-hmm. So I was one of those 24 all-time great players for one day in the world, the all-time best.
我最难忘的经历呢，就是在1988年，我作为全明星队的成员，在芝加哥 就是跟迈克乔丹所在的芝加哥公牛队进行了一场比赛。那因为那是整个美国那一年最好的球员当中又挑选出来最好的球员，一共呢就24个，因为双方两支球队各有12个人，所以那一天就是最好的球员当中是最好，所以那天的经历非常难忘。
我还想知道，因为您一共在 NBA 打了20年的球，一共效力过5支球队，其中在西雅图超音速队，虽然只打了3年的球，但是呢，超音速队对你来说意味着什么？就是在您心中的重量是怎样的
？We also would like to know in your 20-year career, life, you served, five different NBA teams, and you only played 3 years for Seattle Sonics.
Yes.
What does Seattle Sonics mean to you?
Well, Seattle Sonics was the first team I played with my NBA career. I graduated from Washington State University, which is only a 5-hour car ride across the state to Pullman, Washington. So when I graduated from there, the Sonics drafted me, and I tried out for the team, and I made the team. But because I was from Washington State University, many, many, many of my friends from the university lived in Seattle also. And so Seattle naturally became home. All my friends were there. The team I was playing for was there. I played my first 3 NBA years with the Seattle Supersonics.
西雅图超音速队呢，是我篮球生涯当中第一个就是服务的 NBA 球队。那我从华盛顿州立大学毕业以后，因为华盛顿州立大学在 Pullman 就是开到西雅图呢是5个小时。那我从那里毕业以后，就到了西雅图超音速队去打球。那么我的很多朋友呢，他们也都是住在就队里很多朋友啊，就是住在西雅图，所以西雅图就变成了我的第二个家。所以西雅图超音速队是我第一支效力的 NBA 球队。
我们知道您被超音速队选中的那一年，正好是超音速队夺得冠军的那一年。那么您被冠军队选中，当时的心情是怎样的
？I know when you are drafted, by Seattle Sonics that year. That year, Seattle Sonics was the champion of NBA.
Yes.
So you were selected by the champion team. How do you feel about it? How did you feel about it?
Well, I knew it'd be very difficult to make the team because all the guys in the team were championship players. They had just won the championship in 1979. I graduated from Washington State University in 1979. So actually, my first year out of Washington State University, I went overseas and I played in Italy for 1 year. That was my first professional year, was in Italy. So I played 20 years altogether. 14 of those years were in the NBA. 6 of those years were over in Europe, 2 years in Spain, 2 years in Italy, and 2 years in Greece.
那我知道呢，是这是一个非常难的事情，就是被西雅图超音速队选中，因为他们每一个队员都是冠军队的球员，而且就是那一年1979年，我刚刚从华盛顿州立大学毕业的那一年，也就是我被选中西雅图超音速队那一年的这个时候呢，我刚刚毕业。那么其实我毕业以后呢，我第一支效力的职业篮球队呢是在意大利。那我在20年的篮球生涯中，我为 NBA 打球呢是14年，我有6年的职业生涯呢是在欧洲，其中2年在西班牙，2年在意大利，2年在希腊。
有个后话，因为西雅图超音速队的老板就是霍华德·舒尔茨，也就是星巴克的前任总裁。当时他把超音速队卖到了俄克拉荷马去。那么现在呢，这个舒尔茨，同样一个舒尔茨啊，他想竞选美国总统。我不知道作为 James， 你曾经是这个超音速队的一员，那如果舒尔茨参选美国总统，你会不会投他一票？
I know the Starbucks ex-president, Mr. Howard Schultz. He was the ex-boss of Seattle Sonics, and now he's running for the president of the USA. So you have played in his team. So we were wondering, if he ran for the president, would you vote him?
That's a very good question. Well, you know, he's running as an independent, so it'd be a third party. And typically in America, we have two parties, the Democrats and the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
So Howard Schultz would be an independent. And there's never been a real strong independent candidate who could win the presidency. Howard is trying to do that, but even now, I don't know if he's going to get a lot of support from the United States people. Myself, I am a Democrat, so I typically vote for the Democrat candidate, and we don't know who that's going to be yet. There's a lot of candidates in the Democrat field, maybe 20 of them already, and then Howard Schultz has an independent, and Donald Trump has the Republican. So I'll probably vote Democratic when it comes down to it.
这是一个很好的问题。那么 Howard 今年呢会，他说他要作为独立人士，就是无党派的一个独立人士，来竞选。那么美国的总统竞选呢，通常是在民主党和共和党的候选人之间。那我不太知道，那么作为独立人士参选，这个是不是会有很强的竞争力？因为以历史来看呢，独立的候选人一般都没有特别强大的在优势。所以我自己呢是个民主党人士，所以我们民主党里面呢已经有20来个候选人了，所以可能到了投票的时候，我会投民主党的候选人。
And let me say, Howard Schultz will probably have a great deal of difficulty, especially in Seattle, because in Seattle he's public enemy number one, because he sold the Seattle Supersonic team to Oklahoma City. And the Sonic fans are still very upset with him. This was 10 years ago, and they don't like Howard Schultz at all. So his support will have to come from other parts of the United States and not from Seattle.
那我想说明的一点是呢，这个 Howard 是不是他在他今年会在西雅图他竞选呢会在西雅图碰到比较大的困难，因为十年前他把西雅图超音速队卖给了俄克拉荷马州的一个队伍，那西雅图现在就没有自己的 NBA 球队了，所以人们对他呢还是有所怨恨，因为他把那个西雅图自己的 NBA 球队给卖掉了，所以他的支持者呢，选民的支持者呢，可能就要从外州来得到了，而不是西雅图本地的选民。
如果有可能的话，您会不会出力，就是帮助西雅图重新有一支 NBA 的球队
？If possible, would you put your own effort to group up Seattle's own NBA team or basketball team?
Yes, actually, I'm working with two different groups. One group is the Oakview group, and they are rebuilding the Key Arena now in Seattle. So we are remodeling the old Coliseum, making it into a brand new arena for NBA basketball and also NHL hockey. The other group is with Chris Hansen, and he has bought a lot of land down by the stadium in Sodo, the Sodo area, and he wants to build another arena there. So we are probably going to have two brand new arenas, and I think the NBA will be happy with one of them. I don't know which one yet, but I think they will be happy with one of them.
是的，我是有这样的想法。那现在我正在跟两个团队的人士合作。那么这两个团队呢，基本上都要想建立自己的场地，就职业的篮球的场地，还有一支球队的想要做他们的 hockey， 就是冰球的这个场地。那我想这两个场地呢，很有可能会被 NBA 选中其中一个作为一个基地。
啊，我们回到篮球，您的职业NBA 的生涯啊，就是您效力的五支 NBA 的球队当中，在哪一支球队您达到了篮球生涯的顶峰？
Now let's come back to your NBA career. You played for 5 different NBA teams. Which team do you think is the peak of your basketball career?
The peak of my basketball career was with the Dallas Mavericks. I was with Dallas for 7 years. This is when I made the All-Star team also, when I was with the Dallas Mavericks. And so that's when I was at my very best. I was already maybe 8 or 9 years into the NBA career. I played with Dallas for 7 years, and we had some very, very good teams, some excellent players. We made it all the way to the Western Conference Finals before we lost finally in 7 games to the Los Angeles Lakers, who went on to win the championship.
我的篮球队的生涯的巅峰时期呢，是在达拉斯小牛队。我在达拉斯小牛队呢，打了7年的球，也是在那个7年里面呢，我被选为全明星队的成员。那在此之前呢，我已经有8到9年的 NBA 职业生涯。那在这个后来达拉斯小牛队的7年里呢，我碰到了非常好的团队，很好的队员。那也在那一个时候，我们就是也获得了西部地区的一个冠军。但最后呢，在总决赛的那个赛季里面呢，就输掉了7场，结果就没有得到总冠军。
And that's when I was at the peak of my basketball career. But my favorite team to play with was the Seattle Supersonics because I was young. I was just coming out of college. I was learning how to be an NBA player. The Sonics were championship players, championship team, championship coach with Coach Lenny Wilkins. So all those championship players took me as a young player and helped me become an NBA player. Great players like downtown Freddie Brown and Jack Sikma, Gus Williams, John Johnson. So we had a lot of great players who were older than I was, but they made sure I learned how to be a great NBA player.
我在达拉斯小牛队呢，我是在职业生涯的成绩上达到了我的顶峰。但是我个人最喜欢的一段经历呢，还是我在西雅图超音速队的3年的经历。因为那时候我非常年轻，刚刚从大学毕业。那 NBA 的冠军队成员们还有教练们都会教我怎么样成为一个 NBA 的球员，给了我帮助。有一些很非常有名的球员，也给我提供了很大的帮助。
Is Gary Payton your
Gary teammate? Payton was after me. Sean Kemp was after me.
Okay.
But that's okay. I know them both very well.
Nice. 那您当时打球的时候有没有一些家喻户晓的篮球巨星？就是您不管是跟他们同场竞技，还是当您的队友。
Have you had any well-known famous basketball stars either as your opponents or your team members?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I played from 1980 to 2000 was my career, 20 years. So I played my very first game as an NBA rookie was against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wow.
The all-time leading NBA scorer. And Kareem was already 10 or 12, 13 years into the NBA, and this was my first game. And I was so nervous. My knees were shaking. I was sweating. And I was just coming in to try to play against Kareem. Of course, he scored 30 points or something like he usually did. And I scored maybe 2 or 3 points. But that was my
Jabbar,
against Jabbar.
Jabbar, okay.
But that was my first experience playing against one of the great ones.
那么我从1980年打球打到打篮球打到2000年，在这个20年里面呢，我遇到很多家喻户晓的球星。在最早的那一年呢，我就有Korean 贾巴尔，大明星贾巴尔，跟我一起打球。那他得20、30分呢，我才得2到3分，我跟他一起打呢就很紧张，膝盖都觉得在发抖。
嗯
嗯。
And I want to add also some of the other great players I played with were, of course, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Akeem Olajuwon, Moses Malone, John Stockton, Karl Malone. So many great, great players. The NBA put together a list of the 50 all-time greatest players several years ago. And I played against 37 of the top 50 all-time great players.
我还想补充一句呢，我有过很多很非常棒的球员跟我同场竞技，像 Michael Jordan, Barkley, 还有Moses Malone, 这些
就是卡尔马龙，还有
魔术师约翰逊。然后在前几年呢 ，NBA 曾评选过史上最优秀的50位成员。那我跟其中的37位呢，都有过同场竞技或者合作。
Wonderful， 那我们进一下广告，广告之后回来。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
哎呀，忘带钱包了，咖啡你来买可以吗？
当然可以。嘿、hey, 你听说我们2019年要加薪了吗？
没有，真的吗？
是啊，1月1号开始，华盛顿的最低工资标准涨到每小时$12了，农场工作也包括在内。拨打866-219-7321就可以向 LNI 了解更多信息。
我现在就打电话866-219-7321。对了，下次我来买咖啡哦。
欢迎回到我们的美国故事栏目。今天我们非常有幸的请到前美国那个篮球 NBA 那个全明星啊，就是 James Donaldson。 那么 James 呢，他在 NBA 打了20年的球，那么先后在5个球队啊，他们分别是西雅图超音速队、洛杉矶快船队、达拉斯小牛队，现在叫达拉斯独行侠队了，那么还有纽约尼克斯队，还有犹他爵士队啊，这5个球队。那么后来呢，还到欧洲打了一段时间的球。那么他最终呢，是1999年从篮球生涯当中退役的。退役之后呢，我们知道就是 James 呢，他做了很多很多的事情，你可能没有想象多想象过啊。那么他甚至一度竞选过西雅图的市长。那现在呢，我们还是让我们的听众更加了解一些那个 James 从篮球生涯退役之后的那个他啊。
Welcome back to American Story. Today we have very honored to have James Donaldson, a former NBA star, to be our guest, and we have introduced him. In his career, about his NBA career, he played for 5 different NBA teams. But after he retired from NBA in 1999, he also did a lot of things more than you can imagine. So, what did he do after basketball career?
那我们知道您是2009年曾经竞选过西雅图的市长，那么您能不能介绍一下当时您为什么会竞选西雅图的市长？
In 2009, you ran for Seattle mayor. We would like to know why did you go for that election?
Well, I have been around Seattle since 1980, and one of the reasons I stay in Seattle is because I love Seattle. It's a beautiful city. So many things to offer, so many things to do, and it really is just one of the high points in my life to be here all these years so far. We were looking for new leadership in the city of Seattle back in 2009. The incumbent mayor, Greg Nickels, was basically going to run unopposed without any competition. But I said, well, let me try to give him some competition. And then three or four or five other people jumped into the race, and we had a field of 9 candidates altogether. It was a very, very good campaign. It was my first time ever going into politics, and I ended up coming in number 4 out of the 9 candidates. And our main objective was to make sure that the incumbent mayor, Greg Nichols, did not repeat and get another term. So we accomplished that goal, and that's what I wanted to do.
从1980年开始呢，我就住在西雅图，我非常热爱这个城市，这城市非常的漂亮，有很多可以做的事情，生活非常的丰富多彩。在2009年的那时候呢，西雅图需要一个新的领导人，需要一个新的市长。那么当时的那个市长呢，就是这个好像就是处于一种没有比较没有竞争的状态，所以我说，哎，我们来参加这个竞选，也给他一点竞争的压力。于是呢，就有3到5个人加入进来，后来呢，一共有9个候选人。那么这是一次非常好的竞选活动。我最后呢，是在所有9位竞选人当中呢，我是名列第4位。
当时他们的目的之一就是把县的市长拉下马，那么也达到了最终的目的。
对对。
好，那我想知道您竞选的时候是不是也像现在的候选人一样，也要举行很多的竞选活动，也要去筹款，还是您都用自己的钱来竞选的？
When you were running for the mayor, do you need to do what other candidates do? Like you have to do a lot of campaign activities, you have to collect money, or you use your own money to do it?
No, I was just like all the other candidates, so I was out collecting money. I was on the telephone 4 or 5 hours a day calling people, asking for contributions to my campaign. I was going in every neighborhood, knocking on the door, talking to people about my campaign, giving them signs to put in their yard for Donaldson for mayor. And so we did all of those things, and I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of help, a lot of volunteers to help me, a lot of friends. And I thought we did pretty well for the first time out. So I still have a good interest in politics. Even over the last 10 years, I've stayed very involved with the politics around Seattle and around the country as well.
我没有，就是我还是跟其他的所有的竞选人是参选人是一样的。我需要去筹款。那我每天花4到5个小时呢，在电话机旁打电话给那些选民们，然后希望能够他们为我的这个竞选活动做一点点贡献。我做了海报给社区邻里去张贴，然后我让他们就是签名，然后我就有很多志愿者，有很多人来帮助我。那是我第一次从政的经历，那我觉得非常。作为第一次从政的人来说，那是已经是一个非常成功的经历。那过去10年来，其实我一直对政治还是很有兴趣。不仅是在西雅图，我也在其他的地方，世界上其他地方做一些政治类的活动。
And let me say also, as any good politician would, I guess, is even though you don't live in my district and you can't vote for me, you can only vote for people in your district. All the Chinese listening audience out there.You can still be supportive, you can still help, you can still volunteer, you can still send money to the campaign, to the campaign website. So there's a lot of ways to help and support, even if you cannot cast a single vote.
那我想呢，作为一个好的政治家来说，如果你支持我呢，你需要就是你，如果你因为你住的地方，由于你所居住地，你不能直接给我投票的话，那你仍然可以用别的方式来支持我，所以我们中国的听众朋友，如果你支持我的话，你可以还是有志愿者作为一个志愿者来参与这个竞选活动，你可以向我们捐款，通过我们的竞选的活动的网站向我们捐款呀，或者提供其他一些帮助。
我知道您是以前 NBA 的队员，或者说前西雅图超音速队的队员来竞选的，那么但是呢，也许您不是超音速队最有名的球员，那么您竞选的时候的卖点，最大的卖点在哪里？
So you ran for, you mean the mayor?
Yeah, at the time. Yeah.
At the time you ran for the mayor, you were ran for mayor as a former NBA player or the former Seattle Sonics member. So maybe as in Seattle Sonics team, you were not the most famous star. So what's your
selling point?
My selling point. Well, when I ran for mayor, I was a small business advocate. So I owned a small business, a physical therapy business, for almost 30 years. So this is what I did for all those years. So I really was a supporter of small businesses, especially in Seattle, trying to help them to be more successful, trying to help them with parking, trying to help them with crime, trying to help them with the homeless issue. So now we have all those problems even more 10 years later. So this time I'm going to still be a small business advocate, but also we have to work on things like the homeless problem. We have to work on the drug problem, mental health problems, traffic, congestion, building density, and all those kind of things. So there's a lot of things to work on this time that are different from 10 years ago.
我呢，在那个我的 selling point 就是我有一个物理治疗诊所，我呢就是在这个方面已经投入了有30年的这样一种工作在里面。我有一个诊所，那我还是一个小企业的，就是一个小企业的支持者，是 small business 的一个支持者。所以我们会关注一些无家可归的问题，无家可归人士的问题，或者犯罪问题，然后关心一些交通和建筑密度安排这样一些问题，所以按照现在来说，我已经比过去有更多可以做的事情了。
啊，我听说您还出版了一本书，那么这本书是关于怎么打篮球吗？
Well, we heard you have published your own book. Is it about how to play basketball?
Well, not really. It has a little bit about basketball, but it's really geared towards students, young people especially.Who are just starting on their career and they are trying to work towards their goals. So I took all my life experiences, 20 years of a small business owner, 20 years as a professional athlete, 20 years being involved in my community. So all these things came together and there were some real similarities between all three of those pathways of how to be successful, how to overcome difficult times,how to, strive and achieve your goals, no matter what you do. So the book was really about motivation and inspiration to encourage people that they can do just about anything they put their mind to.
这本书不完全是不是关于不完全是关于打篮球。关于打篮球问那个呢，可能有一点点。这本书主要是给年轻人、给学生看的，他们设立一个职业目标，然后如何去实现自己的人生目标。因为我有20年的学习，就是说生涯，然后20年的篮球生涯，然后又有20年的社区工作，商业经营的这样一种生涯，所以这里面都有一定的相似性，就是对如何设置个目标、克服困难、取得成功，这样有一个相似性。所以我希望在这本书呢，给年轻人一点启发、一点激励，就是帮助他们获得成功，实现自己人生的目标。
嗯，好。
There is a chapter in the book about how to be a professional basketball player. And really what I'm trying to tell the young people is that your chances of being a professional NBA player are smaller than being a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon. So it's better for you to try to do something else than try to play basketball because that's so competitive. Less than half of 1%ever make it to the NBA from college. And so that's very, very few people could ever do this. So I encourage them to get their education, stay in school, graduate from the university, and begin their career that can last a lifetime.
那这本书当中有一个章呢，一个章节是关于如何成为篮球运动员的。那么我也就是说诚实地告诉年轻人，那你成为职业篮球美国职业篮球运动员的几率要远远低于你成为一个研究火箭的科学家或者一个脑外科的手术医师，那这个比这个几率还要低。 大约只有不到0.5%的大学生大学篮球队的球员可以成为 NBA 球员，所以我就是激励他们还是要在大学里完成学业，顺利的毕业，然后开始自己的一个职业，实现自己的人生目标。
听说您还为高中生做了一些就是高中生精神健康而去还有防止那个高中生自杀的一些那个工作啊，那么看了您这本书，那么高中生是不是就会打消自杀的念头呢？
You have did some work for helping high school students on the mental health and suicide prevention. Can we say after having read your book, the book, they will, you know, get rid of the idea of suicide?
We hope so, but I'm actually working on a new book now. Because I went through a lot of these same mental challenges last year, 2018. Mental challenges, depression, anxiety, thinking about suicide. I went through this myself. And so last year, 2017, 2018, my whole life went upside down, everything. My mother died. A business went out of business. I was having financial problems. I had health issues with my health. I had open heart surgery several years ago, so I was still having some big health problems.
And you got divorced.
I was married to a wonderful Chinese lady, and she, when she got to Seattle, once she got her green card, she suddenly left the marriage. And that was very depressing and very sad. So there were times I was thinking about suicide myself. Now I've come out of that. Now I feel much better. And now I have this new business foundation. It's called Your Gift of Life Foundation. Because I really want to encourage the young people that this life that they have is really a gift. And they shouldn't throw it away. They shouldn't abuse it. They shouldn't take it for granted. I was at a high school yesterday in Leavenworth, about 2 hours from Seattle, speaking to about 500 high school students about the same thing, mental health awareness, suicide prevention.
我希望那个我读了我那个以前那本书呢也有一定的效果，但是我现在正在写一本新的书，那我去年2017-2018年这前两年的时间呢，我自己也经历了很多精神方面的挑战，也焦虑、沮丧、忧郁，甚至有过自杀的念头。那在2017-2018年呢，我的母亲去世了，我的生意也陷入了困境，经济状况也出现了就是说不好的情况，然后我个人的健康也出现了问题，我做了一个开膛的心脏的手术，那还有我的妻子也跟我离婚了，我呢去有过一位我的前妻是一个非常好的中国女士，但是她拿到了绿卡来到了西雅图以后呢，她就突然离开了我，跟我离婚，我非常沮丧，非常失望，甚至于想到过自杀，但是好在呢我现在已经走出了阴影，所以我写的这本书呢就是 Your Gift of Life， 就是生活对你的赐予，就是这个我认为生活给你的这份礼物呢是一个基础的东西，没有人可以把它拿走，不能轻易丧失，所以我现在已经走出了阴影，那我到高中里去跟500多个高中生演讲，也是这样的主题，告诉他们要不要去有这样的自杀的念头，帮助他们重建心精神的健康。
Yesterday when I was speaking to the students, I mentioned to them that I want to stay in touch with them. I want to continue to be in contact with them and encourage them to get through the difficult times. I told them I had business cards, so I gave business cards to all the kids. And later that evening, 4 or 5 or 6 of them contacted me right away and told me that they were thinking about suicide. High school students. And it's just so sad that this is what's happening. And so this is really what I want my life work to be for the next 20 or 30 years, is working with mental health and suicide prevention, especially for our young people, and even more especially for our young boys and our young men and men in general. Men typically don't talk about anything that's real sensitive or real emotional, but we need to talk also to anybody that we can talk to.
昨天呢，我到高中去跟孩子们说，我会愿意跟你们保持联系，我会鼓励你们。那我把我的名片发给学生们。那当天晚上就有四五六个学生联系了我，告诉他们，他们自己就告诉我，他们有自杀的念头。我觉得非常的伤心，他们才是高中生啊。所以我希望我未来的20-30年的生命能够专注于精神健康方面的工作，尤其是关心年轻男孩子、男子、男士的工作，因为他们更不善于表达感情，谈论一些敏感的情感的话题，所以我希望能够帮助到他们。
啊，我们再进一下广告，广告之后回来。
为纪念我们的祖先，在清明节来临之际，我们邀请您在3月23日以及4月5日参加在西雅图地区的Evergreen Washelli Cemetery， 以及3月23日和4月6日，分别在贝尔维尤市落日山纪念公园以及在兰顿市的绿幕纪念公园举行的清明节庆祝活动。请致电2065391747，2065391747，或者访问网站清明 Seattle.com， 也就是 CHINGMING。Seattle.com。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵，尽在中国海景大酒楼。China Harbor 的电话是2062861688，2062861688。
Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐。东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目。请记得收看 Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
欢迎回到我们的美国故事栏目。那么我们今天呢，非常有幸的请到前 NBA 的球星 James Donaldson。那么他呢，退役之后呢，也做了很多就是公益的工作啊。那么不仅帮助那个高中生这个治疗这个精神健康上的问题，那么防止他们自杀，他还做了很多其他的工作，包括他曾经竞选过西雅图的市长。那么今年呢，其实 James 又要从政了，那么他想竞选西雅图市政厅的议员。那我很想知道 James， 如果你当选为西雅图那个9位那个市议会的议员呢，能够给西雅图带来什么？
After Mr. Donaldson retired from his MBA career, he did a lot of public service, including mental health, suicide prevention for young people. And he also ran for mayor, Seattle City Mayor, 1 year. And now he's back to political activity. He's trying to run, he's running for the council member. So can I ask...If you are elected as one of the 9 council members, what can you bring to Seattle?
Well, I think this time around, 10 years ago, I was basically a small business owner. I was a former Seattle Supersonic and a longtime Seattle person. So that was my 3 things, basically. This time around, I'm bringing what I call real life experience. Matter of fact, our theme is experience matters, because it really does.Life experience matters. To be able to relate to those that are down and out, like the homeless, and those that are multimillionaires who don't seem like they have any problems in the world. I'm able to relate to all of those different types of people. I live in Magnolia, which is a neighborhood in Seattle. And it's a very nice neighborhood, but it's almost all white people. I've always worked with different ethnic groups. I work very closely with the Chinese community in Seattle. I'm working very closely with the Indian community also from India. I'm working with the Hispanic people very closely. So I've always worked with a lot of different groups, the African-American community as well, of course. And that's just been me. I have a big heart to keep on giving back, to keep on serving, to keep on encouraging people to be the best that they can be. So I'm bringing all those things to the city council. And I think specifically being a small business advocate, dealing with our homeless and our mental health issues, education, mentoring for our young people, suicide and suicide prevention as well. So those are the main things I'm bringing, but also the real life experience of how to deal with traffic congestion, how to deal with building density, affordable housing, bicycle paths versus roads for cars. So there's all kind of things to think about this time around, and I'm ready for it.
以前呢，我是作为一个小企业主，还有小企业家，还有前西雅图超音速队的成员，以及长期的一个西雅图市的居民，这是我从政的我的三个长项。那现在呢，我有更多的真实的生活的经历，就是我认为这个生活经历跟真切的跟所有阶层的人在一起，这是非常重要的。那不像有些百万富翁或者一些非常有名的人，他们好像就是觉得世界上都没有什么问题，其实不是这样的。那我现在住在 Magnolia， 就是西雅图的一个社区，那是一个很美丽的社区，大部分人呢都是白人，但是我呢还是和不同的宗教信仰的人士都有密切的联系，我跟中国人的社区，跟印度社区，还有跟就是墨西哥社区都有很紧密的联系，那为他们提供帮助，为他们服务，那这个呢才是我自己本身，因为我就是有一颗博大的胸怀，有一颗博大的心，所以我希望能够把这些都带到城市议会中，如果我能当选的话，那这些理念都是我想要带给这个城市议会的。那么我们会想要关注精神健康、教育、无家可归人士这些比较重大问题，还有一些非常现实与现实生活密切相关的，比方说交通堵塞的问题，可支可承担就是住房的问题，还有自行车道跟人行道这样怎么样合理安排的问题，还有一些住房密度的问题，这些都是我非常关心，我也做好了准备去把这些带进议会讨论的内容当中去。
And two other things I want to mention while we're thinking about city council. One is I have great relationships with China. I've been to China many, many times in the last 10 years. And so to be able to have a council member who has direct relationships with the country of China, with the students of China to come to America for study abroad programs, with us to continue to build better relationships is going to be very important. And lastly, when the NBA does think about coming back to Seattle, I think the NBA would like to see someone on the city council that understands the value of sports, the economic impact of sports to a city, the positive role modeling of the athletes for the young people around the city, and a sense of Seattle pride. We were so proud to have the Sonics here for 42 years. And now we've lost them for the last 10 years. Maybe we can get them back for another 42 years.
那还有两个我想要特别强调的是，那第一个呢，我跟中国有着良好的关系，非常好的关系。过去十年我曾经多次去过中国，跟他们有直接的联系。那我帮助很多中国学生，就想要到美国来留学的中国学生，那我跟他们直接提供这样的帮助。那我觉得如果在作为议会成员呢，跟中国保持很好的关系，这是非常重要的一点。 那还有更为重要的是呢，如果有一天 NBA 球队能够重回到西雅图来，那我想他们会希望看到在西雅图的议会当中有一个人能够真正理解了解这个体育对这个城市的重要性，体育对这个城市的经济，以及对人们这个正面的一个榜样的力量。因为西雅图超音速队曾经是我们西雅图人的骄傲，有我们这支球队在西雅图有42年的历史，但是过去的10年中呢，西雅图超音速队离开了就不见了。那么我希望也许能够把 NBA 球队带回西雅图，再让它辉煌42年。
因为我们节目时间有限，所以呢我只有最后两个问题啊。当然我也补充一下，因为詹姆斯在竞选那个西雅图市政厅的议员，那么他初选时间是8月份第一个星期二，如果他通过初选呢，是大选应该是11月份的第一个星期二。那么而第一个问题呢，就是西雅图议员这个工作不好做，所以呢特别是无家可归者这个问题非常的棘手。那么你自己有没有就是用简单的话讲啊，有没有灵丹妙药或者 silver bullet for the homeless problem？
Well, it's a tough job for being a city council. So especially, you know, the homeless is a big issue, big problem for Seattle right now. Do you have a magical medicine to help with that?
Well, I think there's quite a few different solutions that you have to put into place. And there was a great show a couple of weeks ago in Seattle about is Seattle dying, especially pertaining to the homeless issue. So one thing is we've got to be able to enforce the rules and the laws and the books. If you're not supposed to set up a tent on the city sidewalk or in the street or in the park,Well, the police should have the ability to come in and take the tent away and take you away somewhere. But because our jails are overcrowded, we don't have room to put people when they get arrested. So they go, they get their paperwork, they come right back out on the street again. I think also intervention is another big part of it. Many of the people who are homeless have drug problems. Many of them have mental problems.And so I would like to see, mental health professionals who can go out there and speak to the homeless individually, one by one by one, to fully understand what exactly is their problem, what is their issue, and how can we help them. That's the only way you're going to fix the problem. And then when they come in for drug treatment program, they're off the streets. You provide housing for them in the treatment program and housing afterwards as well. Now you're starting to clean up the problem.But right now, our politicians just don't do it. They won't do it. Seattle has become a magnet for homeless people from all over the country to come here because they know, other cities know, the homeless know, that you can come to Seattle and you can find a meal, 10 times a day, something to eat. You can find homeless, or you can find housing, you can find clothing, And you can also find the freedom to just stay out there on the street and do what you want to do. And that's not right because it starts bringing down the quality, the overall quality of life for the people, the great people of Seattle.
有几个办法呢都可以一起来使用。那前不久前几天呢有一个很好的纪录片就是西雅图正在死去播放。那其中尤其关于帮助无家可归的人士呢讲的是非常有道理。首先我就觉得我们应该具有执法的能力，就是法律条文上所写的东西应该被执行，比方说不能在那里搭住帐篷居住在公共场所，那警察就应该有这个能力去执法把他们搬走。但现在我们的监狱里嘛就是住满了，就太挤住不下了，所以这些人他们触犯了法律的人呢，他们常常进了监狱被就是带走以后填了一些文件，然后就又马上回来了，继续住在街上。所以这个是不对的，我们应该采取就是执法上应该采取措施。那第二个呢就是我们应该有一些介入的帮助，比方说我就建议有精神就是辅导人士呢能够一个一个找他们谈话，了解他们具体的问题到底出在哪里。 能够才能够帮助他。那还有一些都是吸毒的人，那么有毒瘾的人，那我们要帮助他们戒毒，先戒好毒，然后再给他们提供住房。但是现在西雅图人，西雅图政府呢，他没有这么做，所以西雅图就变成了一个这个大磁铁一样的，就把那些人都就是毒贩啊、无家可归的有些就是说犯罪分子都吸引过来了，因为他们知道在西雅图可以得到免费的地方，搭个帐篷住在那里，可以得到免费的衣服，一天甚至于可以领到十顿的免费的食物，所以他们就都搬过来。那么这个就降低了西雅图人一些好的西雅图人的生活质量。
One thing that I've learned in going through all the mental challenges I went through last year is I've become very, very empathetic for anybody going through difficult times. My empathy is off the chart, and that just means the ability to understand what other people are going through. So whether they're homeless people or whether they're drug people or alcohol people, I understand. But at the same time that I understand what they're going through, I also am expecting some accountability and some responsibility on their part. It's a two-part equation, my part and their part, and they have to do their part also. So for us to understand what they're going through, them to become more responsible, come off the street, get some help, we'll finally solve the problem.
自从去年我自己经历了一系列的精神上的挑战之后，我变得更有共情同感的能力，所以我可以理解一些他们的应该他们那边的承担的应该的承担的责任。那这是一个就是一个两头的一个共同要努力的，就是我们应该去了解他们，给他们需要的帮助，那他们也有责任来寻求我们的帮助。
好，我只有最后一个问题，就是 last question。我们知道您找过一个可爱的中国女士做太太，然后呢她拿到绿卡之后呢就跑了，也给你带来了一些心灵的创伤。那我很想知道您还敢不敢娶中国女人做老婆。
Okay, one last question. You just mentioned you had married a nice Chinese lady, but after she got a green card, she disappeared. That really hurt you. So, do you still dare to marry Chinese lady?
That's a good question. What happened with me and my ex-wife is that was just her as an individual. That's not all the Chinese ladies or all the Chinese people. I have grown to love China and love the Chinese culture, the Chinese people, the Chinese food, the history, the tradition. I love, love, love China. And I am looking, hopefully, I'll be blessed one day with another wonderful, beautiful Chinese wife, and we can enjoy the rest of our life journey together and have a very happy future together. That's what I'm hoping for.
这是一个很有趣的问题。那我的前妻出现这样的问题，这只是一个个例。我认为这是一个个人个例的问题。那我非常，我越来越喜欢中国，喜欢中国文化，喜欢中国的美食、中国传统、中国的历史。所以我现在还是希望能够上帝能够保佑我有一天能够找到一位可爱的、善良、美丽的中国姑娘，我们一起能够享受我们余下的生活。
Can you just one sentence? What's your selling point again?
My selling point about being
marry you
about being a good husband.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm a very good man. You know, I have good morals, good character. I'm a Christian man. I go to church every Sunday. I've always done the right thing and have never treated anybody wrong. So. And I've got, there's a great song I used to sing when I was younger. I've got so much love to give, it's going to take a lifetime. So that's how much love I have to give to my next wife.
那这边让那个张老师介绍一下他的卖点做什么。他也给自己做了一个广告。那他说他呢是一个很好的人，他是个道德上品德上很好的人，他个性也很好。他是个基督教徒，每周日呢都去教堂，他总是做一些正确的事情。那以前有一首歌呢， 他以前也经常唱的，就说我有这么多爱要给，我会用我的一生来给予，给我的爱。那我希望，这就是我能对我妻子所说的，我要用一生来爱她。
好，那感谢 James 光临我们的节目，也谢谢各位听众朋友收听。Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much. This has been wonderful, and I'm so happy to be able to join you with our program today and speak to our Chinese community, both here and also back home in China.
谢谢，我非常高兴今天能够来到西雅图中文台，能够跟中国社区的人讲话，我回到我中国这个国家。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅100美元就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓，
赶快行动吧。广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮，请您向具有501(c)(3) 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款。捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。